A Slice of Autumn, a Haibun by Maeve O'Sullivan. The journey from Kyoto to Nara is just under an hour by train. The burnt colours of the trees that we speed past are stunning, and I find myself thinking about Autumn Leaves, a French song from the 40s with lyrics by the poet Jacques Prévert. But it's just the air by Joseph Kosma that I can't help myself from humming. The man sitting opposite me asks me if I'm French, having recognised the song, and we get chatting. Turns out he's a Vietnamese-born French citizen, an elderly gent called Paul who loves to travel in Japan. By the time we reach Nara, we have decided to do some sightseeing together. Uphill from the train station, we see two men taking turns pounding rice into paste with wooden mallets outside a shop. The green paste is then moulded into biscuit shapes and baked in an oven. The result is mochi, a typical rice cake. Tea ceremony. The kimono-clad woman folds, refolds the napkin. Our journey takes us through Nara Park, where hundreds of tame deer roam. Regarded as messengers of the gods in the Shinto tradition, they have protected status, which allows them to wander freely. They bow their heads to visitors, who feed them with special crackers sold at shops and stalls nearby. Soft ginkgo nuts, same colour as their foliage. Sushi bar. We spend the next couple of hours visiting temples and shrines and taking photographs in the clear light of this crisp sunny day. One of the largest seated Buddhas in the world is to be found at Tojaji Temple, one of the world's oldest wooden structures. It's a popular spot, with tourists buying mala beads, miniature prayer wheels, and other Buddhist paraphernalia at the busy shop inside. Bronze Buddha, cameras pointed away from the ugly wooden statue. Kofukuji Temple is also striking, with its 5- and 7-storey pagodas. I see something there which I've never seen before in any place of worship, a woman ladling water onto a standing statue. I later discovered that the figure is that of Kanon, Japan's version of the Buddhist deity of compassion, which takes a female form here. Close to the entrance to our last shrine of the day, 4 women are diligently clearing the pathway. They wear matching pale pink tops, black aprons, and an assortment of hats. 2 of them sweep dead leaves into orange plastic dustpans with their old-fashioned brooms. The 3rd pours the pan's contents into a box with rope handles, and the 4th hoists it onto her shoulder and walks away. Shinto Shrine. A fierce dragon guards the purifying font.